The journey from Northern Alberton beekeeper to world champion dancer and dance instructor to Squamish Freshie franchise owner is not a conventional life path, but Gerald Coate chalks it up to kismet. Cody's dad was a beekeeper, and he owned part of the family farm. "I didn't really think that I was going to do much else," Coate recalled on Tuesday morning at his new 2nd Avenue Freshie location. "And then I met a girl. I went to the city and decided to explore the world, in a sense. That was short-lived, she dumped me," Coate added, with a laugh. Since he was already in Edmonton, the then 20-something Coate decided to take business management courses at college. And then, though he didn't have any dance training at the time, he saw a job for a dance instructor that included training. "I went at it and fell in love with it. They hired me, and I slowly started my career," he said humbly. In fact, he went on to win world championships in dance. He also went on to co-own a dance studio in Edmonton and later one in Calgary, which became one of the biggest dance studios in Canada at the time with over 600 students. "It was weird. I just kind of followed my passion," he said of his life's trajectory. He said the studio became almost too big, especially after he and his wife Robin started having kids. "It was all-consuming," he added. As luck, or synchronicity, would have it, just as the couple decided it might be time to move on from the studio, a business broker came forward and asked if they were thinking of selling. "Oh, this is really strange," Coate recalled thinking. "We just had that thought yesterday." The couple wanted a more small mountain town lifestyle for their young family, so they decided to move to Squamish, where Robin's family was based. They made the move in 2017. Before they left, Coate had called the Freshie powers that be and asked about franchises. His family ate at Freshie often, so it seemed like a natural fit, Coate told the Squamish chief. For the uninitiated, Freshie offers healthier quick meal options such as bowls, burritos, salads, wraps, soups, smoothies and juices. The official with Freshie cut Coate short on the phone, saying that there was a long waitlist for franchises in Calgary. Coate corrected the man that it was Squamish he was asking about having a franchise, not Calgary. "He kind of got excited," Coate recalled. "It turned out there was a location here being developed, but things had fallen through with the potential owner." After being offered the location on Glenalder Place, Coate took 5 minutes to talk with Robin, and then they were in. "My wife and I, in essence, were spiritual. We're big on synchronicities and coincidences. We said, let's just roll with it, see what happens, and we just went with the flow. And it all worked out," he said. Then last year, the parent company offered some incentives to some of the successful operators, like Coate, to open a second location. Again, they went for it, opening the 38,116 2nd Avenue location in late December. Coate acknowledges things have been slower than he forecasted at the new location, likely due to the impact of inflation on local pocketbooks, but he is hopeful the coming, warmer months will be better. "It's moving forward. It's trending upward," he said. Both locations are also going back to offering breakfast options, which were paused during the pandemic, and teas and coffee from the local Sea to Sky Coffee Company. Continuing the dance. While Coate wasn't sure he would continue teaching in Squamish, about 6 months after moving here, he noted that the type of ballroom dance classes he offered were not available. Locals encouraged him to go back to teaching. Robin is also a professional dancer and instructor, so soon their shared local GNR dance school was born. "Watch the Coates dance here. I kind of made a pact with myself that okay, we're going to do an open house free beginner day, at the 55 Activity Center," he recalled. If there wasn't much interest, he would not offer classes. Over 180 people showed up. In another example of kismet, Coate ended up helping a student with her bees. "I kind of turned out to be a little bit of a consultant," he said with a laugh. "It has been really fun." These days, Coate balances about 28 hours of dance instruction per week with overseeing the franchises. The nice thing about it is really balanced, Coate said. The freshies are really busy from May to September, and the dancing is really busy from September to May. It's a perfect fit. And because I have a great staff, we create an environment where we take care of them, so that's kind of a win-win for everyone. The Food Beat is a new series from the Squamish Chief Newsroom focusing on restaurants, cafes and eateries in Squamish that are newly opened or have something newsworthy about them. If you think your business fits that bill and would like to be considered for this series, reach out to news@squamishchief.com.